City Council member Mark Flora brought up dashboard-mounted cameras at Thursday's regular City Council meeting. Ketchikan police officers are currently equipped with body cameras, but their cars don't have a way to record video and sound.
I can't come up with anything that would be any rationale to not consider this. The benefits seem to be obvious. If body-worn cameras are good, dash cams should be an enhancement.
Acting Police Chief Eric Mattson said dash cams could provide additional evidence and make the department more transparent.
We'd be in support of dash cams. It's just, sounds like the question that you have before yourselves is, how do you pay for it? There was the question of, you know, what are the priorities? Right now we can record. Are there other priorities that we have? Certainly. But I think that would be a discussion, you know, with management and to figure out what those are.
Mattson says a camera system would cost upwards of $50,000 a year for the police department's 20 vehicles, and Ketchikan's city budget is stretched thin. Mattson says that with positions frozen and unfilled, some shifts are covered by just two officers. Acting City Manager Lacey Simpson told the council that cost-saving measures like hiring freezes and delays to capital projects had averted a budget crisis for the time being, but she says even with federal and state pandemic aid, there is little hope of making up more than $30 million in lost income.
There's no amount of revenue at this point that the city can hope to receive from outside sources to replace what we have lost in the last 18-plus months.
Mayor Bob Sievertson said the council would consider dash cams as a line item in the police department's budget for next year. Deliberations on next year's budget typically begin in November. In other business, Ketchikan's hospital is getting a new roof. Ketchikan's city council approved a $2.4 million contract with Juneau-based Coogan Construction to replace the aging, leaky roof at Peace Health Ketchikan Medical Center's main building. The new roof will be paid for by Peace Health. That's the Catholic nonprofit that runs Ketchikan's city-owned hospital. The city is handling project management. Coogan Construction was the only company to submit a bid. Finally, the council recognized two outgoing city officials. Abner Hogue, the city's departing fire chief and emergency manager, was recognized for his service leading Ketchikan's pandemic response. He's due to retire in mid-October. Mayor Sievertson also recognized city manager Carl Amelon. Amelon retired at the end of last month after more than two decades administering city government and the publicly owned utility.
I've had the privilege of working for Carl and then as my 12 years of service in the council and the mayor's position, work with him in regards to the city, and I've never met a better manager.
The council is set to meet at 7 p.m. Thursday, September 9th, to appoint an interim city manager and discuss how to go about searching for Amelon's permanent replacement. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.